Now, ESPN 580 Orlando's live, local, and loud.
Hour number two, it's live, local, and loud here on ESPN 580. We're broadcasting from the Victory Casino Cruises Studios, home of the only legal sports book in Central Florida. You can get in touch the show at 844-225-5580. The text is 21232. Also on Twitter, at ESPN Orlando and at ESPN 580. Nick, he's Jerry Daniels. I'm Nick Grunowitz. Our co-hosting with us today, our guest, Kay Rollins, the Vice President of Community Relations and Foundation President here with Orlando City Soccer, joining us here today, talking about the early origins of Orlando City. We'll get to the Jason Kreis era, I'm sure, and much, much more. Tom Traxler, also from our sister station, WRDQ, will join us as well.
Yeah, actually, Tom is on the line, and glad to bring Tom on. Tom wanted to call in and give Kay grief. That's what he likes to do.
Hey, Tom.
What?
Is she
me confused with somebody else.
Yeah.
There's not a soul on this planet that would give the sweetest lady you'd ever want to meet grief.
Oh, are you
Tom.
Saying that Kay is 21,000 gigawatts?
Kay is beyond 21,000 gigawatts. She
thank
is
you,
amazing.
So in the first segment with Kay, we were privileged to talk about the transition from Austin to Orlando, and then, of course, subsequently Austin getting another USL Pro team back. You were part of this transition period, but now as we look forward, wanted to get you and Kay's thoughts on just how the influence has changed in Central Florida. We had Kyle Israel on with us earlier in the week on Tuesday, and one of the questions was the shock and awe that the Florida Cup, which has had a lot of success, Ricardo Villar and his entire team over there have been wonderful in bringing that international competition here every January to Central Florida. But a lot of resistance historically from UCF about entertaining both friendlies, exhibitions, and MLS there at Bright House Stadium. And I got a chance to talk to Kyle Israel, who definitely was on the inside and had an opinion on that. Do you have audio of that?
I do, yes. This is what Kyle had to say to us yesterday on Live, Local, and Loud.
Number three, I guarantee you that George O'Leary is the reason that nothing else has been played on that field since 2007. So we're talking 9 years of just football. What, 54, 55, 56 games is all that
we didn't say this. He said this.
In 9 years, and I promise you, that George O'Leary is the reason for that.
So you're telling me, you're telling
he's
me,
in the gala now.
You're telling me George O'Leary did not want the other kids to play in his sandbox. That's what you're telling me.
100%.
Wow.
That's about as definitive as you need from Kyle Israel, former quarterback for UCF.
Yeah, that was pretty straightforward.
Underneath George O'Leary himself, got to know George O'Leary really well. Tom, any thoughts? I don't want to get Kay's opinion on this, but any thoughts?
Well, I certainly can't speak for George O'Leary, but what I think I can say beyond the shadow of a doubt is some people may not like the beautiful game as we do, but you cannot deny that it is here, and it is here in a huge way, as evidenced by what you can see game in and game out at Camping World Stadium anytime Orlando City is there to play.
Yeah, no. In the break, me and Kay were actually talking about some of the influences. And Kay, do you think some of this is obviously Scott Frost has a different opinion? He's from the Northwest. You know, he coached up in Oregon. Obviously, in Oregon, they appreciate soccer up in Oregon. But is some of this just the plain fact that maybe soccer became cool since 2007 in Central Florida, and then you guys might have been part of that?
Yeah, and I think MLS also had a lot to do with this. They started to realize, I think when they first started out, they were really kind of pitching to the soccer moms and the soccer families. Well, you know what? When you've been out three times a week already with your kid at practice,
watching soccer,
the last thing you want to do on a Saturday night is go watch soccer again. And so they started pitching it to the millennials, to the young people. And that's why the growth has come like it has, because they've taken it as their own. This is the cool thing. They've taken on all of the, you know, the scarves, the songs, the marches to the match, all of those kind of really cool things that now we now take for granted. But those are things that have grown. And obviously, the Pacific Northwest has been hugely influential. Seattle, Vancouver, and Portland, you know, they have their rivalry up there. And that's really helped push everyone else on and go, oh, that's what we should be doing. So I think that's one of the reasons.
One of the other things you mentioned during the break was just the fact that when Kaká is on the pitch, the it's not just the play, it's the feel of the team changes, the energy changes. And Tom was on the line, so I just wanted to get his take on that as well. But just as far as his presence as the captain, you had a perspective on that as well.
Yeah, I just, you know, people are always trying to write people off, aren't they? But we've all seen it happen. You know, he only played for a little while in the last game, and people just play differently. I see Kyle play differently. I see Kevin play differently.
Kevin Molino.
Molino, yeah. And off the
Kyle Larin, former Husky.
Oh, sorry.
I gotta plug these people. Go ahead.
Sorry. but they, you know, and off the field, he is such a role model. The way he conducts himself, the way he acts around the fans, you know, first in the locker room, first in the gym, last out of the gym. You know, he's such a fantastic role model. And so we're just blessed to have him, you know, here. And I'm just glad, you know, he seems like we're over the hump again with his injury.
Tom, last night, obviously, he was voted by fans to be captain of the MLS All-Star game. Obviously, the MLS All-Stars lost in their bid to play Arsenal yesterday. But thoughts on this popularity? Do Orlando fans really realize what they have in Orlando?
I think a lot of them do, Jerry. I do, and I mean, he's an immensely popular player, and that comes from his ability as a player. People want to see him wherever he goes, and to echo what Kay has said. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to get up close and to watch the man at his craft, and he works so hard. He's a very diligent worker in the gym. He's constantly working. He's working. He's early. He's a good role model. He's a good leader. And you know, Orlando City are really lucky to have a character guy like that in their dressing room and on the field. So I know how good he is just from watching him up close. So I think they do. I think a lot of fans really do recognize the ability that he has. And if there's a silver lining to maybe some of the injuries and the fact that, you know, he hasn't been on the field as much in the opening part of the season, is that perhaps he's going to be fresher for the end part of the season when the big playoff push is coming. So I think that could be a positive thing.
Now, Orlando City obviously is under your leadership has done a lot in the community, but I would say nothing has stood out more than after the unfortunate events of the Pulse tragedy. Tom, you were there at that game, obviously. Kay was at that game right afterwards. Was it San Jose Earthquakes? Was that home game? Kay, your thoughts on what you felt? I mean, obviously that sellout crowd from the first game was one of those memories, but what was unique about that match that you were a part of?
I think sport has a very unique place to play in our lives. And I think, you know, one of our first thoughts was, do we even have the game? And we spoke with the city of Orlando and they said, absolutely. We need a coming together. We need to be able to reflect, and we need to be able to also applaud. So I think, I don't know if you were at the game, but we had all the first responders on the field. We had hospital workers from Orlando Health who did obviously an incredible job. You know, we had the police, we had city staff, we had the Pulse staff, and everyone was able to just feel the love from the rest of the community. And our supporters were incredible. The banners that they'd made, the number of rainbow flags. I spoke with a lot of the people from the LGBT community who were on the field at that time, and they were absolutely blown away by the love and the support that they got from our community. And I've been so, just so proud of our community, the way we've come together and the way we've responded to this terrible, terrible incident.
Tom, anything stand out from that still sticks with you?
You know, probably just about everything. I mean, watching the first responders walk around the field and to be applauded and cheered by the supporters who, as Kay just mentioned, were so wonderful. And everything, I was so proud of Orlando City as a club that night, because I felt that everything that they did around the game was just perfect. It felt like it should be, and it gave everyone a chance to come together, and it really helped the healing process. And I always remember the folks walking around the pitch. I remember the colors in the stands, the balloons that sat in the empty seats. It was all so poignant and so perfect. And I just remember how proud I was of Orlando City and the supporters on the night.
All right, Tom Traxler, color commentator with TV 27, our sister station, when those games are aired on there with our buddies, both Lewis Neal and Jeff Radcliffe, of course. We had him on earlier this week. You are in the jungle tonight there at the arena listening to Guns N' Roses. So have fun there, and we'll get you on next week.
I will, and I'm glad you have Kay on. I was going to say at the beginning, you have Kay Rollins on. What are you doing calling me? I mean, you have all you need right there.
Well, I figured she needed a distraction from me in the room. And like I said, the last time I had her in studio with me is it was at 6 a.m. in the morning. And I didn't know if she had the same sort of patience with me at this time in the afternoon. All right, Tom Traxler with TV 27. We'll be back with Kay Rollins coming up. Lines are open. We're going to take your calls for one more segment with Ms. Rollins, 844-225-5580, 844-225-5580. Of course, you can text us at 21232. This is Live, Local, and Loud.